Welcome, everyone. It's the good stuff. Well, you already know that. Mike and Kim along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit us right here in the Valentine area in Cherry County. Lots of wide open spaces. If you want to find out things to do, go to visitvalentine.com. They'll have a list of 50 things to do. One of the next big ones will be the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament, January 23rd, 24th, and Bull Bash on February 14th.
Sounds exciting.
It's exciting.
Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. And let's also talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. If you're looking for a Christmas gift, everybody, I'm telling you, you have to check into Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com, we have it on high authority from Dave Price, right out of Valentine, Nebraska, legendary cowboy and artist, saying when he's looking for NFR information, he goes to Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com, it's what ranchers read, and cowboys as well. I do. Our sister-in-law, Jean Burge, posted this on Facebook. I don't know who wrote it, but boy, did it strike a chord in me. Let's see what you think about it today. I make $55,000 a year, and I'm broker than my 75-year-old grandpa. To save myself from my $1,800 a month studio apartment, I had to move into his basement. This wasn't my plan. The plan was a downtown loft, happy hours, and a vibrant social life funded by my new marketing degree. Instead, I'm in suburban Ohio, sleeping on a 1980s sofa bed in a room that smells like cedar wood and mothballs. It's just temporary, I told myself, clutching my artisan iced coffee as I hauled in the last box. That stuff costs $5? Grandpa Frank asked from the doorway. He was holding a steaming mug of black instant coffee that looked thick enough to pave a driveway. It's 750 grams, I corrected him, and it's a small luxury. I worked hard for this job. I deserve a treat. Frank just grunted. You deserve to pay off that $40,000 school debt you keep complaining about. I just drink coffee. You drink a car payment. Living with Frank was like living with a ghost from a history book, a very judgmental history book. His house was a museum of thrift. There was one television, a small buzzing box he'd owned since my dad was in high school. He got three channels with an antenna. I had subscriptions to four different streaming services on my laptop alone, which I paid for by browsing more than actually watching. Why are you paying for all those shows? He asked one night, squinting at my screen. It's choice, Gramps. Options. Looks like a waste of time, he said, turning his attention back to the local news. The real flashback was food. On Friday, after a brutal week of spreadsheets, I was exhausted. I didn't want to cook. I wanted convenience. I opened my favorite food delivery app and ordered a $28 artisan burger. When the delivery driver pulled up, Frank was on the porch. He watched me take the bag like I had just committed a felony. That night, he was eating what he called whatever's leftover casserole, which appeared to be leftover hot dogs, some beans, and half an onion, all of it baked. It looked awful. It probably cost $2. Must be nice, he muttered, spooning the brown sludge onto his plate, eating like royalty. It's just one burger, Frank, I snapped, the stress of my loan payments boiling over. The economy is terrible. Inflation is insane. I can't even afford rent. You guys had it easy. You bought this whole house on one salary. Frank put his fork down. It was the first time I'd seen him look genuinely angry. Easy, he said, his voice dangerously quiet. I started at the steel mill at 18. I worked 12-hour shifts, 6 days a week. When inflation was 10% in the 80s, my mortgage rate was 14%. I didn't eat artisan anything. I ate a bologna sandwich every single day. As intriguing as this article is, there's still quite a bit more. So we're going to continue it on the next program of The Good Stuff. Mike, do you have a little something to wrap us up today?
We do. Something from Hal Swift back in 2007. May your rope and hand stay steady and your cinch stay good and tight. When you get to where you're going, may you sleep in peace tonight. A little bit of cowboy and rodeo stuff going on with the NFR and all those kind of things. So that's just getting wrapped up. And if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening to this radio station for more of The Good Stuff.